Could you tell me some maybe Upasana or practice to develop and increase and build relationship with one particular deity?
Devotee is asking a question. How to develop what practices, upasana of course means practices, method of worship or method of practice, upasana. So what method of worship or what practice can a devotee do or cultivate in order to increase and deepen and more personalize their individual relationship with the Thakurji? We say Thakurji, deity, murti, Radha Raman, Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Govinda. First of all, the whole idea of any relationship, building any relationship, the starting point is attraction. I'll give you an example. Here at Radhakund, there are several deities in different temples. And if you interview the devotees that live here, you say, "Oh, who are your favorites? Do you have a favorite?" And they'll say, "Oh, I." So you say, "Why?" Say, "Oh, this is the deity of my Guru Maharaj or our group or our parivar, our family." And so, and I identify with my, this is my group's deity and like Radha Gopinath, and I identify and I like this deity. And whatever, they go that way. So someone else may be in the same group, and you ask them and they say, "So yeah, I like Gopinath, it's very nice, but somehow I like Govindaji more." Govindaji more. So it's not, that's a free choice of the devotee. So first the liking, the attraction, the beginning of the relationship or the upasana, or you want to get close to someone, and you want to get near someone, and you want to feel the love of someone and offer your love also in a very personal, tight way in terms of Bhagavan and Bhakta, then it begins with attraction. You may be in a, is this the deity that attracts your heart? So that's it. That answer to your own question begins with a yes or no answer to this question. Is this, you've seen, you live in Vrindavan, of course you're newly coming as a permanent, or let's say resident, and you're familiar with certain deities here and there that you know. And so if there's one that captured, first, your heart has to be captured. Then everything else will be understood. So if, because if you're saying one, if you have one in mind, already that's why has that happened? Why have you seen many deities? And especially in Vrindavan, you should see all the deities because they all have a certain magic and they all have a certain attraction. They all have a certain feeling and it's different. And I have some experience because I lived 3 years in Vrindavan proper, Seva Kunj. And every day I was seeing three or four deities every single day, at least once for 3 years in a row. And I know how the different feelings I have for different ones. And of course, they're the most popular ones also. Some Gaudiya and some outside the Gaudiya, ones that we frequent, like Bunky Bihari and like this. So that I, so if I, if all those deities, I choose one, then that particular one that strikes me the most, then it'd be very easy to develop a relationship because already that deity has captured my heart. That I like this one. I like to see pictures of this one. When I pray to this deity, something happens. Something happens to me. When I look at Radharani or look at Krishna, something happens to me. If nothing's happening, then there's no question of your question to begin with. But your question is based on some experience, or what one would assume that such a question is based on your personal experience with a particular deity. But this is what would be how, in other words, here's the selection, and my heart goes to this one. It's like choosing a husband or so. A very bad analogy, it's mundane, but you may be different options or different persons in your life, and you have to think, and whichever one you're most heartily attracted to and compatible, all those things, then you maybe become married. Of course, this is alaukic and transcendental. So I have my heart's, it's called heart's favorite, your heart's favorite, and you can't force that on anybody, or you can't, do you have any favorites? No. Okay, fine. And if you do, and then it's like, it's easy because then everything's directed there. Because when you see Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there's 64 limbs of devotion, and many of them are passive. Generally, we think that the practice of bhakti or the limbs of bhakti, because people ask you, they say, Prabhu, what's your service? What are you doing? I'm doing nothing. Yeah, what about cooking, cleaning, doing something? Chanting japa, you know, you should chant japa 64 rounds, or do kirtan, do sankirtan, harinam, book distribution, do, what's your service? I'm doing nothing. But I'm doing bhakti bhajan. There are 64 limbs of bhakti. So everything you're saying, that's also bhakti. That comes under padasevanam. That's one of the limbs of bhakti. Vaishnav seva, Tulsi seva, books, and all these things are padasevanam. Very good. But my dear temple commander, do you know there's also other limbs of bhakti? You know? Oh. You're a temple commander. You don't know. You don't have time to read. I've read. So in Nectar Devotion, it's saying, this is one whole form of devotion, of bhakti bhajan, to stand in front of Krishna and do nothing. Passive forms of service. What's your service? So I said, nothing. So, well, what do you mean? I said, you say, in your terms, I'm doing nothing because I'm not stacking the books, I'm not unloading the sankirtan truck, I'm not painting that temple room, I'm not, you know, cleaning the floor. I'm in the temple room, I'm standing here. But you see me standing there passively doing nothing, but I'm actually doing four types of devotional service. One is I'm offering prayers to the Lord, silently or vocally. Second is I'm meditating on the beautiful form of the Lord. This is also a type of bhakti. Third thing is I'm revealing my mind to the Lord. Third thing. And also I'm feelingly offering my own prayers. Because offering prayers means stutis and stotrams and, you know, Radharaman Astakam or whatever they, many prayers may be there also. You can learn those type of things they must be having. And so feelingly offer prayers means that you that's your own thing in Russian or English, whatever. Oh, hey Krishna, hey Radharaman, you know, I have this problem, that problem, and please help me, and I want to be your good bhakt, and I want to. And can you show me the way? And like, don't ask me, go ask him. You're asking me, so I'm telling you on behalf of him. Go back to him and say, listen, you know, he told me I should ask you. If you just go and ask him, he won't do anything. But you tell him I said, oh, he said, okay. No, it's not, I don't have anything, I'm just joking, but the idea is that this is what it means, feeling you'll offer prayers. Oh, hey, Radha Govind, hey, Gopinath, I have this problem. I have this problem with so-and-so. And, you know, I'm feeling too much disturbed. Can you please help me? Because what can I do? What can my friends do? It's, you know, somehow you're guiding me. You're controlling my life. You led me to this one person, and then to another person. And now, you know, so I have some problem. So please, you help me. I remember once I was staying in an ashram in Vrindavan, back there somewhere in the last 30 years. And there was some lady, there was one Western lady, Radhe Radhe, Hare Krishna, Dandava. And I don't know what her idea was, but I was staying on the ground floor in this guest house, which had a garden. It was about an acre and a half of property. It was right near the Goshala, this kind of Goshala. It's called Temple and Garden. Just a row of rooms this way and up under the roof. So the temple was next to me, the Thakurji Ananda Bihari. Then there's me. And on the other side of Ananda Bihari was Radharani, by chance. Because the landlady's name is Radharani Patak, a Brahmin family. And her husband died, Banwari. So she was staying over there, very nice, nice older lady. And then Radharani's room, and then Thakurji's, Krishna's room, and then my room. So this lady, my desk was facing east, and there's a window, and door going in at a window, and I had my desk, and I'd be writing there, studying. And there was a sidewalk in front and an old garden, and another sidewalk in the back, and then a parking lot. So this lady, I don't know, she would come by, and she'd wear totally black, all black, like some ghost, and come at night, just in the end of day and night. I thought it sounds like the Sringa Deva. Not in the day, not in the night. No, I just, because I've had many, I'm living alone for 30 years in Vrindavan, so I've had many interesting experiences. Have you had a few experiences? So I'm there, and then I'm just like this, and I just see, look up, and riding a bicycle. And I almost, and it's kind of like it's, I wear glasses for when I go on a parikrama, so I see Thakurji, you know, because I can't see far away. So I put on the glass, otherwise I don't. I know my glass, I look, and it's not day, not night. And I see, first time I didn't know, what's this? Because there's this, my room's in a sidewalk, then a big garden, then another sidewalk, because it's a big property, you know. Then it's a bicycle. Somebody on a bike, all black, big, kind of big person. I guess lady, I wasn't sure, thinking lady. And look, I think somehow I could understand lady. Drives like this, and goes by the garden, then comes by my room, and looks like this. Looks in the room, and then I saw a lady, and then looking like, you know, I'm looking for you or whatever. I the Grim Reaper or whatever, I don't know. And then goes out, and I was Hare Krishna. I didn't see that in the description of the movie. I was, I said, what's this now? I said, okay, that's it. All right, whatever that is. Try to keep writing. You know? And then next day, dusk, bicycle comes like this. It comes by my room. Looks food. 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, every single day for 2 weeks. Wow. And I was looking at Giraj, and I said, Giraj, I don't know what karma this is. I don't know what kind of karma this is haunting me. What I did in my last life or what I'm doing now, I don't know. But please, you know, I can kind of tolerate it. But, you know, because after a couple of days, the landlady came to me and said, who is your friend? She said, some Western lady, some friend of yours, since you moved in, this lady starts coming here. I said, I know, I don't know who it is. She said, this doesn't look very auspicious. And I said, I know, but I what can I do? So I'm praying, and then all of a sudden, one day, no more. Split. So this is called feelingly offering prayers. I'm illustrating. I said, devotional service are 64 limbs. And sometimes, in the practices, you know, angas. Mm-hmm. And somebody say, oh, Prabhu, what is your service? I'm doing nothing. I'm doing nothing. What do you mean? I'm doing passive bhakti. Go unload the sankirtan. Truck just came. We had to unload the books, big delivery truck. No, I'm busy. I'm doing my bhakti. There's 64 limbs of bhakti. Many of them are totally passive. Standing in front of the deity, looking at the deity. It says, what does it say? It said, Archamurti Dristi. Looking at the Archamurti Dristi. Looking at the Archamurti. The 64 limbs of devotion. Ado Guru Pada Shaya Diksha Adi Shikshanam Visham Bhena Guru Seva Sarovartmana Vartate. So first thing is that you surrender to Guru. And then Diksha. Diksha Adi Shikshanam. First Diksha, then Shiksha. Because when you get Diksha, then Upasanam. Upasana means asana means sit. Upa means near. So you don't even get Diksha. You're not across the street. Hey, I'm giving you Diksha. All cling. Let me get one of those silver speakers. Big silver speaker. Oh, cling, cling. Can you got it? Yeah, I got it. No, the mantra is given in the ear, you know, right here, three times, whispering. Upasana. So first you lie, your head pointed at the feet of the guru, straight, not side. That's for Thakurji. Left side, Thakurji. Right side, Devi. Durga, Katyayani, Matnivas. So, and then you, like you see in a painting in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sanatana Goswami, Dante Trina, Kayami Tapatrai. He said, Kayami, who am I? Tapatrai, tri means three, tap means burning miseries. Why am I suffering? Who am I? I don't know who I am. Why am I suffering the adiatmic miseries, adibhotika, adidaivika? Why am I so much suffering in this body, nature, My own body causes suffering. Nature causes suffering. Other people causes suffering. I don't know who I am. I don't know the cause of all this suffering. Dante Trina. Trina means a straw. Dante means dentist. Dante means teeth. Dant. We say dant in Sanskrit means teeth. And we say dentist. There you go. It's a mother language. So he's falling. So you see the painting. Lord Chaitanya is like this. Or like this, I forget. Like this, I think he's like this or something. And he's right straight on his feet like this. That's so first, ashraya. You take shelter. Guru padashraya. You lie at the feet of the guru. Dasasmi, dasasmi. It's called Atma Samarpan. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anti Lila chapter 3, talks about diksha. Diksha kale, Atma Samarpan. Diksha kale, Atma Samarpan. At the time of diksha, Atma Samarpan. Arpan means to worship. Arpan, arpita, arpita, arpan. And sama means complete, full, all. So this is Guru Padashraya. So you surrender to Guru. It may take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And Hari Bhakti Vilasa says, Brahman waits 1 year, Kshatriya waits two, and Vaishya waits three, and Shudra waits four. And if you're not and you're not born in the Varnashram system, you're not even eligible for diksha. This is in Hari Bhakti Vilas. So our getting diksha is a great, inconceivable mercy of Nityananda, Advaita, Gauranga. It says, if you're not born in a pure family, which means Varnashram Dharma, it's right in Hari Bhakti Vilas number two, Vilas number two, it's in English, whoever, Bhumipati. Because I was reading those things with my guru, I was studying these things. So it's like, so this is the idea that then when upasanam, diksha adi shikshanam, so now you're surrendered, now you're a little distant, you're on the floor, you're a little distant. And he's, okay, nice, you sit there. So then he examines you for 1 year or two, whatever his choice. It can be 1 minute, it can be 1 day, it can be 4 years. It's a guru's chinta, his thinking. And then he decides. He says, okay, come. Come. Like the Natadas, Srila Natadas Babaji Maharaj. Recently, some Indian friends, they went to get initiated. So the one lady, she's saying, oh, Guru Maharaj, Srila Natadas Babaji Maharaj, I read all your books in Hindi, and I'm very much attracted to Rag Marg, and I don't have guru. And she was saying with her husband, many things, Indian friend. So he said, that's very nice. He asked a few questions. The nice thing he said, so why you want diksha from me? And she said, all nice, good reasons, because he's guru, sadguru, qualified. And then he said, looked at her and her husband, said, do you love me? Nice, huh?
Yes.
And that's what we're, this is a bhakti, you know? And bhakti, bhav, prema.